Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? You are listening to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I am certified financial planner Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County for all about me, more than you ever want to know about my unique financial planning practice. Check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com, Jason Qualls, CFP.com. If you want to join me, jump in. 893-1450 is the number. Live and local right here in Rutherford County. Or hit up the web address, financialcoachingradio.com. There's a link to email the show. Facebook, Twitter links are also there. We'll take money questions, comments, even your disagreements if you got any of those. Glad you're along for the ride today on Financial Coaching Radio. As the intro says, no hidden agenda. No books to sell, no financial products to sell, no seminar tickets to sell. Just the straight up real deal truth about personal finance. Not everything you hear is actually accurate. It may sound accurate. Don't make it so. You need unbiased, conflict of interest free help. There's only a couple ways to get that. I think the purest form of the way to receive your financial advice is to seek the help of a commission free certified financial planner. Understand how your advisor is compensated, who they work for. Most advisors don't work for you. They work for some other company or some other manager. Most of them accept commissions and they overcharge on their fees. You need to know what these conflicts of interest are so you can make the right decision. And last but not least, you need to hire someone with the top credential in the business. You know, any other professional you're hiring in the medical field or the legal field, you're going to make sure they have the top designation. They're actually qualified to do what they say they can do, right? But in the financial world, there are no minimum qualifications. Anyone can call themselves a financial planner, a financial advisor, or whatever else. So you want to make sure you understand their credentials. And there's a lot of letters out there. CLU, CHFC. MBA, CFP, CSA, CFA. There's some good ones. They're not all. You just want to make sure there's been some time committed to studying and learning their craft. And in personal financial planning, the CFP designation is it. It's the top. That's it. Now, if you're looking for a pure investment manager, you don't want comprehensive financial planning. The CFA, it's a pretty good designation. But most people with CFAs are running mutual funds somewhere. They're not doing financial planning. Why would you? That's a very concentrated designation. It's like, you know, in the world of personal finance, you got budgeting and debt, retirement, college saving, investing, major purchase planning, tax planning, estate planning. All those areas make up personal financial planning. And there's also business planning too, dealing with benefits and business taxes and all that stuff. So a CFP has been trained in all those areas. So a CFA would be equivalent to the medical field, like it doesn't have a surgeon. The CFA is just a very concentrated designation. Nothing wrong with it. But I would submit that a CFA doesn't know jack squat about financial planning. They know a lot about investment management. Nuances that you or I probably don't even care about. Unless you're running a hedge fund or a mutual fund. So you need to understand what the designations mean that so many advisors have. Some advisors just keep adding designations. They have like 9, 12, 13, 14, 15 letters after their name. I only mark it with two, CFP and the MBA. I could mark it a few more, but I don't. Because most people don't know what they mean. I think the one that stands out above the crowd in the personal finance world is Certified Financial Planner. And I can't tell you how many times someone has been in my office for a second opinion and they'll say, yeah, I just met with so-and-so advisor, CFP so-and-so advisor. I'm like, wait a minute. They're not a CFP. There's only about 10 in the county or the city. 10, 12. And not all certified financial planners in this area are even in private practice. Some of them work, they work at the college, at MTSU. Some may be retired. But CFP isn't the end-all be-all, as I mentioned previously. I wish that you could just hire a CFP and you knew exactly who they worked for and knew exactly how they were compensated. But this is America, and if you're a CFP, you should have the right to do business however you want. It is confusing for the consumer, I get that, and some people would want to push that all CFPs be commission-free and they do comprehensive financial planning. I think that's too narrow. It's too narrow. Now, CFPs have an obligation to disclose to you all their conflicts of interest, certainly, but not all of them do. So you've got to have a three-part little stool here when evaluating your financial advisor. I don't care what the title is on their business card. I don't care how long you've known them. If they haven't been taught the right way, most of them do it the wrong way. Financial planning, that is. So understand the compensation structure. Understand who they actually work for. Understand their professional designations, if any. A lot of designations are meaningless. They are meaningless. And if you ever wondered why there's so few certified financial planners out of all the hundreds of advisors we have in the area, I'll give you my two cents on the matter. They aren't smart enough to pass the test. It's a 10-hour exam that takes about 2 to 3 years just to even be able to sit for the test in most cases. But for the ones that are smart enough to pass the test and they're choosing not to, is because they're in the product sales business, and them adding a couple letters after their name is not going to help them sell more products, because they're already getting you to buy their junk. Annuities, variable annuities and IRAs, indexed annuities. 5-6% loaded up mutual funds with 1.5% expense ratios. If you're already buying it from me, why would they want to take the time and the effort and spend the money to get the designation? It would make no business sense. But if you start demanding the top of the top, you'll weed out all the, you know, bad apples is not a good word. Because as I've said many times on Financial Coaching Radio, I believe most financial advisors who are misleading you or misinforming you do so not out of ill intent, because they don't know any better. So it doesn't make them bad people. But ignorance is not an excuse when it comes to your money. It's my opinion. Maybe it should be yours. What's happened today? You're going to see the news. I was driving home the other day, and good Lord, it's been kind of a bumpy road until today in the market. Today was an awesome day, by the way. Probably one of the best days of the year. Today was an awesome day. But I was driving home a couple days ago, and the end of a news story was the Dow dropped 100 points today, and that was how they ended it. Who freaking cares how much the Dow went up or down today? The Dow is 30 companies in the U.S., who cares of the thousands and thousands of companies what the Dow did today? If this is, for example, there's 10,000 corporations that are publicly traded. I have no idea how many there are. I don't really care. And someone gives you a piece, 30 of the 10,000. What the heck does that say about anything? See, ended on the news story. Hey, We had crime is up, crime is down, somebody won the lotto. Oh, the Dow's down 100 points today. And you're thinking, man, things just suck in the market. No, they don't. Because the market is made up of so many other things. There's large companies, small companies, medium-sized companies, international, emerging markets, real estate, commodities, natural resources, bonds, you know, on and on and on. That's the market. When you say the market, you got to be, or you, when you say, well, my investment portfolio did this compared to the market, what the heck is the market? You better know what the market is before you start comparing your investment performance to it. It's going to mislead you a lot of the times. But anyway, what happened today? Janet Yellen, Federal Reserve Chairwoman, she did some speaking today, I do believe. I just saw the news. I don't know if she talked. I'm sure she's had some stuff to say. They released their statement after the Fed meeting. And today has everybody all excited, despite expectations that the Federal Reserve would take its first step towards raising interest rates today. The central bank instead had opted to keep a key piece of language in its post-meeting statement. The phrase used in the post-meeting statement was considerable period, had been included to assure financial markets that it would be quite some time before the central bank increased interest rates. It ain't happening soon. I don't know when it's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually. Unless our economy goes in the toilet, their interest rates are going higher. And the reason they're not raising interest rates is what everyone's saying. Is because inflation, we're not getting enough inflation. And the inflation numbers today weren't as good as anything else. And they already had the statement typed up. But you got to think about what the Fed is really doing here. If they were to come out today, it's all in how you say things. You ever heard of the thing called tact, you know, using tact with someone? You know, women are notorious for this. And I'm knocking women, but someone will walk up with a new haircut or new purse and go, oh, I love your hair, I love your purse, or I love your new shirt. And you really are thinking to yourselves, I really hate the purse, I really hate her new haircut, and I really hate her new shirt. But it's just being tactful, being polite. The Fed is on that same kind of notion. And they've always have been, because they have to be very careful. One slip of the tongue of how they word some. They could have said, instead of saying it'll be a considerable period before we raise interest rates. They could have said, well, we're going to do it sometime in the first quarter of 2015, maybe second quarter or no later than the second quarter. That's when we're raising interest rates. It could be the same thing. They could have the same thing on their mind when they write considerable period in their little language in this post-meeting statement from the Federal Reserve. But it's how it's interpreted, right? It's how it's interpreted. So someone walks up with a new purse and you go, that's a really nice purse. You wouldn't say, well, you could say, I really hate that ugly purse, but that's going to just piss them off. You're not going to make a lot of friends that way. Same thing with the Fed. If they say, well, we're going to do this and this is when we're going to do it, no later by this. No, they don't want to pigeonhole themselves. It would really spook out the financial markets. So rates aren't going up. The projection is mid-2015 is when rates are going to go up. Have your bond allocation of your investment portfolio prepared if you haven't done so already. Fed officials went into the meeting today with a backdrop of volatile financial markets, sagging bond yields, slumping oil prices, but came out of the meeting, or in a meeting, all is coming back to the light side. So we'll see what happens in 2015 with interest rates. They've been saying rates are going up 2 years, a quote-unquote considerable period from now. That's what's happening lately in the investing markets. Stuff to keep an eye on. If the Federal Reserve changes its tune, it's going to spook the market in the short term. But remember, it always works itself out. Especially if you're a long-term investor. This is Financial Coaching Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Stick around. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner, one of the only in the area. Feel like jumping in, 893-1450, or hit up the website financialcoachingradio.com.
Don't go walking slow. work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Donegal Insurance Group use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Make Middle Tennessee Insurance Group your choice. Call today for your hassle-free quote at 615-898-0053.
Have you been on the fence about putting your home up for sale? Right now could be the perfect time. Inventory levels are still low in Rutherford County, and you could have the home someone has been waiting for. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty at 796-4151. Be sure to mention Financial Coaching Radio and get a free, no-obligation home valuation. 796-4151. Hope Wilson. SellWithHope.com. 796-4151.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right. Over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherow Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tutherow Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com. Okay, folks, I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. If you were my client or a loved one, I would never let you get your wills done online. This is truly a case of where you only get what you pay for, and those you leave behind will be the ones to pay the price. Go see estate planning attorney John Baker today by calling 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com. Again, that's 896-5621 or bakercounsel.com. Get the expert estate planning advice you need today. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Unfortunately, since most financial advisors care more about selling you financial products than providing objective advice, it can be hard for you to know who has your best interest in mind. Call me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner, for a free no-obligation investment review at 878-2134. Or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com. Are there holes in your financial plan? The foundation of a solid financial plan sits atop of the right amount of life insurance, long-term disability insurance, and even long-term care insurance. Just because insurance isn't that fun to talk about doesn't mean an unexpected event won't wreck your financial world. Call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today and make sure your financial foundation is on solid ground. Dan Curtis, Curtis Financial Group at 224-9527. That's 224-9527 or go to curtisfinancialgroup.com.
Get more for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports!
New and used equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily. We're on North Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. We have one accident causing some slowdown for us at this time on the west side, Old Fort Parkway at John R. Rice Boulevard. We also have congestion building, I-24 at 96, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Also busy traffic, Broad at Church and Broad at Memorial. Lots of slowdown, Memorial Boulevard at Medical Center Parkway. Smart Buys Furniture in Rivergate Mall is everything you need for less. After all, Smart Buys Furniture is the biggest store with the smallest prices, and they have an A-plus BBB rating. That's Smart Buys Furniture in Rivergate Mall. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio WGNS, Air Watch Traffic.
Brought to you by Hallmark. Christmas is right around the corner, so don't forget to tell the people in your life how much they mean to you with a Hallmark card. It's the perfect way to show them just how much you care. So pick one up today. Available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Hey!
Welcome back to the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio. Mortgage rates. Since interest rates are low, mortgage rates looking pretty good. I don't know how long they're going to last, but mortgage rates are looking good. People aren't really borrowing money to buy homes, according to the national stats. But if you're in the market for a mortgage, you need to learn about the three basic types of mortgage lenders, people that you can do business with to get your loan closed. And getting a mortgage, shopping for a mortgage, can seem a little overwhelming. Obviously, it's going to be very intrusive these days, especially because they're going to want every detail of your personal and financial life so they can underwrite the loan, make sure everything is clean and where it needs to be, all coming as a result of the 2008 financial crisis. But you need to understand the different ways that mortgage folks operate so you can make a decision of who's best suited for what you're looking for. Now, they all have disadvantages and advantages. I'll give you my two cents, and you can take that information and do what you will with it. You know, there are retail banks out there. Retail banks are your big-name brand banks, or maybe even your smaller local banks and credit unions. You know, just they're banks. You know that they're banks. They underwrite and approve and close loans, and many of them can keep the loans on their own balance sheets, and many of them can also sell the loans to investment firms or Fannie or Freddie. And then they bundle the loans and turn them into mortgage-backed securities. But retail banks usually service the loan, which means you will continue to get a monthly statement from the retail bank, even if they did sell off the loan. The issue with retail banks, especially the larger name brand institutions that I've seen locally, is they're not as competitive on cost, and they drag out the closing process. And the issues that I've seen with smaller local banks is that they're pretty good with the one-on-one service. They don't have long closing times, but their rates are a little bit higher because many of the smaller banks will just keep the loans on their balance sheet. They have tighter lending restrictions, but they want to keep the loan as part of their portfolio. That's what I found. So neither one in the retail area, small or large, is very competitive if you shop around. And that leaves a couple other options for you within dealing with getting a mortgage, and one would be a mortgage bank, different than a retail bank. But like retail banks, they can underwrite and close your loan, but they're definitely more, they're going to sell your loan off. You know, they're going to sell it off. Mortgage bank's going to sell it off. Smaller mortgage banks may continue to service your loan along with, you know, with other loans they may have. The cool thing about mortgage banks is that they have their own in-house underwriters. So they can control the entire process from beginning to end. And that's important to you if you want to be involved. You want to be right there and with a local decision maker. Because in a retail bank, a big institutional bank, your info is probably getting shipped off to someone in another state. So I like this, the A to Z feeling I get from a local mortgage bank. That's the advantage there. But then there's mortgage brokers. Now, mortgage brokers basically are the minions, subcontract employees, if you will, that work for mortgage banks. Now, back before the 2008 housing crash and economic collapse and all that madness, a lot of mortgage banks really didn't hire their own sales force. They went with independent mortgage brokers to get the job done. They outsourced most of all that their day-to-day mortgage gathering duties. But that's kind of gone by the wayside because they want to be in more control these days. But there's still mortgage brokers out there. Now, advantage of a mortgage broker is they may not just use one bank. So if you went down to the local mortgage bank and you work with one of their team members in-house, you're going to go through their mortgage bank. But if you went with a mortgage broker, they may be dealing with two or three other mortgage banks, and they may be slightly more competitive. So there's a big difference between an independent mortgage broker and a local mortgage bank, and especially big differences with a retail bank, and you need to know pluses and minuses. If you really want to cover all your bases, when you shop for a mortgage, shop with all three. There's all three in Murfreesboro. I like mortgage banks, typically. I think mortgage brokers, not that they're all this, they have the tendency to kind of do some kind of back deal stuff sometimes because of how they're paid on the back end. Maybe the bonuses, maybe they're tied into how many loans they sell, where people who are in-house mortgage lenders for a mortgage bank don't have as much leeway. But regulators are on top of a lot of this stuff today, so you should be protected. But if you don't shop around, get at least a second or third opinion on one of the largest purchases you're going to make in your lifetime. You're probably going to do it a couple times in your lifetime. It's just bad financial planning. Get different price estimates. Get different rate estimates. Make sure your loan person, whoever it is, wherever they are, has the experience and understands your unique situation. Because lack of experience in the mortgage lending business is what I've seen cause most of the mortgage lending mishaps. So there's the three types of mortgage lenders. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dive right in. Are you being ripped off by your investments? I'll give you the numbers to make sure you are not. And if you are, what to do about it? 893-1450. If you feel like jumping in, this is Financial Coaching Radio.
Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Omnihut Vestmont in Sprenna, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS.
Aloha, this is Omnihut.
Everything's made from scratch at the Omnihut restaurant. Here's Polly Walls.
I can buy a pre-made store commissary egg roll for less than I can produce my own, but they're not as good, so stay with what we know. Start from scratch, fresh kitchen.
Traditional luau dinners, Tahitian tidbits, egg rolls, all made from scratch at the Omni Hut.
Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
It's Wednesday, December the 17th, and time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. And since it's Wednesday, parents with child-raising issues can walk into the Rutherford County Juvenile Court System for help anytime today. That's at 1710 South Church Street. The Red Cross is having a blood drive all day tomorrow at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. And the Murfreesboro Red Cross is at 501 Memorial Boulevard. Kids Closet is open tomorrow from 9 in the morning until noon over at Riverdale Baptist Church on Warrior Drive. Recipients must register in advance. And today through Friday are the final days to get your Christmas trees from Boy Scout Troop 197. And those Carolina Fir Christmas trees are on sale in the parking lot beside Haynes True Value Hardware. That's on Memorial behind Reeves Sane Drugstore. The second location over at Fellowship United Methodist Church on Highway 99 near Kaysen Lane. Better hurry. That ends Friday. And right now, through the end of the month, you can purchase Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation passes 2-for-1. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
Get more for your money with new and used fitness equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play It Again Sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. Traffic moving well in Murfreesboro. No reports of accidents or incidents by Murfreesboro Police. We've got a bit of slowdown on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Congestion, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Marketplace. Busy traffic also on Memorial Boulevard at Medical Center Parkway. Chapin's Bar Dinner Theater presents their backstage hilarious comedy, A Tuna Christmas, now through December 31st. Call Chapin's at 646-9977 or go online to bardinnertheater.com. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio WGNS. Air Watch Traffic.
It's my favorite night. Sir Pizza's all-you-can-eat dinner buffet. Pile your plates high with pizza, pasta, and salad. Did I say it's all-you-can-eat? It's all-you-can-eat pizza, pasta, and salad tonight at Sir Pizza on Memorial, East Main, and South Church. All-you-can-eat dinner buffet tonight.
Weather-wise.
Hi,
tonight, areas of rain, freezing rain, and some sleet. I'm low near 33. Chance of rain, freezing rain, and sleet on Thursday, high near 43. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on News Radio, WGNS. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Premier 6 Theater on Broad and Jackson Heights, showing all of your favorite movies. Call their hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Popcorn pop fresh daily. Their movie hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Premier 6 on Broad and Jackson Heights.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
They want to get my
Welcome back to the one show where I'm going to give you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. FinancialCoachingRadio.com is the web address if you want to email the show. Money questions, comments, disagreements. You can also give me a shout, 893-1450. I'm Jason Qualls, CFP, by the way, Certified Financial Planner. And in case you're wondering, are you getting ripped off with your by your investments? I want to share some info with you. Are you being ripped off by your investments? Now, it's very left up to interpretation because there's so many different funds out there at all levels of cost. You know, there's stock funds and bond funds. So this is definitely not universal, but it is going to give you an idea of what costs, C-O-S-T-S, can do to rip you off, to erode your retirement, to erode your college savings plan, whatever you're investing. And just because something has a high cost doesn't mean it's a bad investment or a bad fund. That's not always the case. It is a lot of the time. You know, I use this example a lot because it's this statement by Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard, is the best explanation of how it works. And he said one time that it doesn't matter if you have an index fund or an actively managed fund, if they're in the same area of the market, the two funds are, and eventually they're going to own the exact same stocks, because if we're a large company fund, there's only so many large company stocks out there, right? They're eventually going to get on the same average stocks. They're going to get average returns over the long term. The difference in the two funds' performance will be their expense ratio. Because they're going to both get average market returns. So the cheaper fund will win. It's math. Now, does that mean that every single time, every single year? Certainly not. But you need to understand, if you're being ripped off by the cost that you're paying for your mutual fund investments, it's pretty crazy. I don't think people understand that. Last week, someone said, you know, one of the Merrill people had said, well, it's 1% to manage $1 million portfolio. And back in the day, and even still today, people were like, well, what's 1%? I'll pay my advisor 1%. What's the big freaking deal? And it's all relative to what your advisor's doing for you. If you're getting comprehensive financial planning, very debatable on what you're paying. You know, make sure you're getting what you pay for. But purely investment management, 1%, but that was the cost. The person said, hey, it's 1% if you want to hire me. And at first thought, the client told me, he really didn't think it was that a lot. It was that high an amount. And then he started crunching the numbers. And he's like, man, 1%, it's a heck of a lot of money. Especially on $1 million. So you need to understand what these costs can do to your investment portfolio. So let's talk about the first layer of costs that many of you have paid in the past when working with a broker or a financial advisor, and that is a sales load on your mutual fund. So what does a sales load cost you? Now, bond funds have typically lower sales load than stock funds, and it all depends on how much money you originally invest or if you have any investments elsewhere. I don't think you should ever pay a mutual fund sales load in 2014. I just don't. There's too many great no-load mutual funds out there. But if we look at what a 5% sales load, and we look at an initial investment of $10,000. You can do the math on a larger amount if you choose. But a $10,000 investment into a mutual fund with a 5% sales load Easy math. That's $500 it would cost you to buy that one particular fund. You may think, well, it's $500. Big deal. But if you're starting off 5% lower than anyone else that's investing $10,000, you got some catching up to do, don't you think? You're 5% in the hole. But what? It's not really the initial amount that is the shocking number. It's what it does to your investments or the true cost over a 10-year, 20-year, or 30-year period. A $500 sales load on a $10,000 investment, if we're looking at a 10% rate of return over a 10-year period, that sales load actually cost you $1,300. Over a 20-year period, that $500 sales load in the beginning turned into $3,300. Over a 30-year period, that $500 initial sales load would turn into $7,900. I don't know about you, but I can do a lot of things with $7,900. That's one heck of a vacation. So sales load will reduce the amount of money that you have to initially invest, and it's gone. It's not coming back. So for you to gain the same ground as another investor not paying sales load, your mutual fund that you paid a sales load to buy will have to perform better. Is your mutual fund you're paying a sales load to buy going to perform better? I don't know. I don't think so. I highly doubt it. The probability is not in your favor. You may get struck by lightning tomorrow. It's not very likely. You may win the lotto. You may win Powerball this Friday or whenever the heck they draw for that thing. It's just not in your favor. So it's hard enough for two mutual funds to keep up with index or benchmark performance. But if you're starting out 5% behind the eight ball, it's going to be a losing proposition most of the time. You have to remember that most funds with a sales load are actively managed. 60 to 75% of mutual fund managers, active mutual fund managers, lose to their benchmark. So in direct comparison, I'm buying a mutual fund that I got to pay 5% to get into the door, and there's a 60 to 75% chance that that mutual fund is going to underperform. I don't like those odds, do you? But many of you listening right now in your IRA are paying sales loads to buy mutual funds or your college savings plan. Don't do it. Because the alternative would be, well, let's go invest in a no-load index fund. And now that index fund is going to follow the benchmark that the active manager can't seem to keep up with, and all my money gets invested because there's no sales load. It's not rocket science. If this is the first time you're hearing this, it's because your salesperson that you think is a financial advisor has no incentive to tell you. So that's what a sales load can do to you. What about mutual fund expenses? Every mutual fund, I don't think I've ever seen a case where there was some type of reimbursement deal for mutual fund expenses. You have to remember, these things are hidden is a bad word because they're not hidden. The information is available for you to find out what the expense ratio in your mutual fund is. But if you're unaware of what a mutual fund expense is, if you're investing in any fund, no matter where it is, that fund is in business, or the company that owns that fund or operates that fund is in business to make money. So they got to charge you something, right? It's not a charity. No matter it's Vanguard or American Funds or T. Rowe Price, there is money coming off the top somewhere to pay their bills, keep their lights on at the fund company. So every mutual fund on the planet or ETF has an underlying annual expense charge. It's usually referenced in an annual percentage, 1% a year, 0.75% per year. The higher the expense of the fund, the harder it is for the mutual fund itself or the manager to come back and break even or keep up with its benchmark. Just like the sales load. If there's more cost coming out, it's harder to show the performance you need to have. The less the cost, the easier it is to show that performance. It's pretty simple. No, I'm not one of those guys that believes that it's all about cost. You'll hear a lot of radio commercials these days. Come in for a free cost report and know what your investments are costing you. You need to understand what your investments are costing you. But just because you own a fund with a 1.2% annual expense ratio doesn't mean it's not keeping track of, not doing its performance job. It's not very likely that that fund is going to do it forever, but it doesn't mean it hasn't done it in the recent past or maybe even the long term. So it's not all about cost, but you understanding what your mutual funds cost you is 90% of the battle. Then you can get a you can evaluate them fairly. But for those of you listening, go, well, what's 1% I'm paying the mutual fund companies? What's the big deal? It's just 1%. It's not that it's 1% this year. It's 1% every freaking year. And it's 1% that's gone out the door that doesn't stay invested. And if that expense doesn't stay invested, it doesn't grow. And if it doesn't grow, it's money you lose later. I'm going to give you some rough numbers. And I don't know how much you're overpaying in investment expenses, but I would say 90% of the people who have sat down with me in the last year, 90% of them are overpaying for their investments, paying too much. So if we look at if you're paying 1% more than you should be, you're overpaying by 1%. You could do some things in your investment portfolio that lowers cost by 1%, but you're not doing it. You don't know what to do because all you're doing is working with your buddy who's a financial salesperson. But if you overpay by 1% too much each year, just 1% too much, over a 30-year period, 24% of your money is gone. You'll have 24% less than if you didn't overpay by 1%. That's what happens when you're wasting the money on the investment cost. And I started the segment talking about sales load. So what if you paid a sales load and you have very high mutual fund expenses? You could be giving away 30, 40, 50% or more of your total account value to the mutual fund company and your financial guy. Why in the hell would you do? You wouldn't do that. So paying too much is bad. But again, in defense of higher expenses on certain mutual funds, sometimes they're worth it. A lot of the times they're not. But you need to be able to say, well, yes, I own this fund. I realize it has a little bit higher cost than all of its competitors, but its performance has been there, and performance been there meaning it's done better even after expenses than its competitors. That's why it's a keeper. And then you could say, well, I have this fund over here that, yes, I'm paying far too much than I should be, and I'm not getting the performance from this fund over a long period of time. And the main reason is because it's costing me way too much. So if I go to the same type of fund that's cheaper, I'll have more money in my account. That's how it works. So if you don't want to end up with 10, 15, 20% less, maybe even 30% less in your account when you retire, you need to manage your investment cost. And the only people that I know in the industry who care about the investment cost are commission-free, fee-only certified financial planners. The rest of the community and the financial services could give a flip less. It's not their job to care. Their job is to sell you. So what are the major areas of cost that could be ripping you off in your investment? Well, sales load, mutual fund expenses, but don't leave out the cost for your financial advisor. Financial advisors can charge too much. Too many financial guys, I know they call themselves whatever, they only do investment management. That's just what they do. They don't care anything about estate planning or tax planning or comprehensive financial planning. They're just like, hey, you got an IRA, you got a 401k, how large is it? If it's big enough, I'll take you on and I'm going to charge you 1, 1.5%, 2%. And that's just what my charge is. That's what some of them say. And you say, well, I like the guy, I trust him. You know, he's entitled to make his living, but he's not entitled to make double or triple what is fair. It's like walking down to the car dealership and you have a buddy who sells cars and you go, "Yeah, I know the what I should pay for this car is $15,000, but I think I'll write you a check for $45,000 just because I like you." You wouldn't do that. Don't do it with your investments either. So when you add up sales loads, advisor costs, mutual fund expenses, they could eat up a significant chunk of your overall return. And all I'm submitting to you today and every day on Financial Coaching Radio is that there is a more transparent way, and that transparent way is to work with, or at the very least, get a second opinion from a fee-only certified financial planner. That's the only way you're going to know if you're getting ripped off by your investments. Take another break. We'll be back in just a few. If you feel like weighing in, 893-1450. This is the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance, and we call it Financial Coaching Radio.
None of us know what tomorrow may bring. It's not a question of if bad things will happen, it's when. Your loved ones shouldn't have to struggle to make ends meet if you were to die too soon, become sick, or disabled. A sound financial plan is built on a strong foundation, a foundation of proper life insurance, disability insurance, and health insurance. You know you need it, so stop putting it off and call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527. That's 224-9527, or visit CurtisFinancialGroup.com. We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need, while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053. What makes a great real estate agent? There are many things, but the one trait I see most often in top real estate agents is dedication. Dedication to clients and dedication to expertise are must-haves from your real estate agent. Hope Wilson with Exit Realty, I believe, has the dedication to make a huge difference whether you are buying or selling your home. Hope Wilson with Exit Realty, sellwithhope.com or 796-4151. Sellwithhope.com or 796-4151. Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today. Listen up. When is the last time you talked with an independent, objective, certified financial planner? Do yourself a favor and get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Call me, Jason Qualls, the only certified financial planner today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com.
Get more for your money when you play it again.
Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment. Trade in, trade up, play it against sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. Traffic moving well in Murfreesboro. No reports of accidents or incidents by Murfreesboro Police. We've got a bit of slowdown on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Congestion, Old Ford Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Ford Parkway at Marketplace. Busy traffic also on Memorial Boulevard at Medical Center Parkway. Chapin's Bar Dinner Theater presents their backstage hilarious comedy, A Tuna Christmas, now through December 31st. Call Chapin's at 646-9977 or go online to bardinnertheater.com. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio WGNS. Air watch traffic.
CBS Radio News has been keeping us informed on the news that shapes world history.
Special news bulletin from CBS World
News. News Radio WGNS is teaming with CBS Radio News. Trusted, dependable.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to the show. Did you know you can listen anytime, anywhere? We are here 4 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on WGNS. But you can log on to financialcoachingradio.com, click archives and all the podcasts of the past shows that have been done are right there on the website. They're listed by date and by main topic. You can listen on any device, anywhere, anytime. There's also a listen live button. So you don't feel if you feel like you enjoy the show, you want to learn more about how real financial planning works without all the sales tactics, without, hey, buy my rip-off annuity or buy my book and all that other madness, all you got to do, financialcoachingradio.com, click archives. And for those of you wanting to learn more about commission-free financial planning, check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com, J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. I'm one of the only commission-free, fee-only certified financial planners in the area. It doesn't have to be me, but I strongly encourage you to sit down face-to-face with an advisor who is independent, who is commission-free, and who also has the top designation of certified financial planner. There aren't very many, but if you're getting if you're being misled or being overcharged or any of that madness, at least you'll find out and you can correct it. You can get on the right path because financial salespeople are everywhere, and they will not tell you that their agenda is not to serve your best interest. Jason Qualls, CFP.com. I'll be back with you tomorrow right here, same time, same channel. Stay tuned for all sports talk coming your way right now. Everyone be safe and enjoy your evening.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.